Welcome to the Love and Light Podcast,
powered by 103.9 WDKX,
with your hosts, Lovely Warren and Willie Lightfoot.
This is the Love and Light Podcast.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is episode 24 of the Love and Light Podcast, part 5 of the State of Affairs, 7-part series, State of Black Business. We're on part number 5. This is Willie Lightfoot.
And this is Lovely Warren.
And we are the hosts of the Love and Light Podcast, the number one best podcast on 103.9 WDKX, where we lift up people and things we love and talk about the things and people that they don't talk about enough or nearly at all, right?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Well, of course, welcome to our podcast, the Love and Light Podcast, powered by 103.9 WDKX. Before we get going, we like to tell our listening family that we encourage you to download the WDKX mobile app, where you can listen to our podcast. You just click the on-demand button. You can even text or call the WDKX frontline number, 585-678-1039.
I was literally at the doctor's office the other day. I think I called and I was telling you about it. This lady pulled me. I've been walking through the hallway and she stops and she goes, "Hey," I didn't know her. I'd never seen her before. She goes, "What happened to the podcast?" I go, what are you talking about? She goes, "What happened to the podcast?" So I was looking at the last date of the last podcast, and it's been over a month. It's been about a month.
Yeah, it's been about a month. Yeah.
So she was in her feelings. Yes. She was like, "What is going on? Y'all got to get y'all stuff together." She said, "I was waiting for the next episode." But here we are once again, and we go into our love lifting segment. Lovely, what's our love lifting segment this time?
We are talking about all black owned small businesses that are owned and operated. You know, Pew Research has shown that only 3% of businesses are considered black owned. Those statistics are startling. That's why we commend WDKX radio station for being able to keep their doors open for 50 years, helping generation after generation not only get a start in radio and media, but providing jobs and delivering news to the community for 15 years, staying true to its call letters, honoring Douglas King and Malcolm X. So big up to our small businesses that are in our community that are owned and operated by black business owners.
Yes. Today's topic, episode 24, State of Black Businesses. We have, you know, we went all year without having any guest on our show. And then, of course, our last episode, we did have a guest, Mikeal Powell, and we did a great job, State of Black Mental Health. And it was a great show. But now we have another guest with us. Today we're being joined by Rochester's Urban League new director of RWBC, Ramela Cameron. And Ramela Cameron is an experienced business consultant and the founder of Convergence Business Solutions, has recently been appointed as the director of Rock Women's Business Center at the Urban League of Rochester. Her ability to drive small businesses towards growth and sustainability has been recognized nationally, making her a top 30 finalist in Women's Business Enterprise Council National Black Business Pitch. In addition to this, she has been nominated for the RBJ Women of Excellence, which underscores her impact and leadership in the business community. Ramela, we said hats off to you, queen.
Yes.
We also want to say congratulations. I understand that you just are recently married.
So congratulations. We saw those pictures on Facebook.
And he's a barber too, and I know him real well. So big up, because you know the barbers make good men. Amen.
Yes.
All right, tell us, Ramela, about your new position and what it entails, and being the director of RWBC. What does RWBC stand for, and what services do you provide to our local community?
Yes, thank you so much, Willie, for the warm welcome and the congratulations. It is an exciting time indeed, both personally and professionally. As a new director of the RWBC, I am honored to lead an organization deeply committed to empowering women entrepreneurs in the Rochester area. The RWBC stands for Rochester Women's Business Center, and this is a national thing, so we are backed by the SBA. And our mission is to support women at various stages of their business journey, whether they are in the ideation phase, just starting out, or looking to grow an existing business. We offer tools and resources to support that they need to succeed. Our services addresses the unique challenges faced by women entrepreneurs This includes offering free workshops, training sessions, and one-on-one business coaching. We cover a wide range of topics from business planning and financial management to marketing strategies and leadership development. And our goal is to create an inclusive and supportive environment where women can gain the knowledge and skills they need and feel confident to take their business ideas and turn it into reality.
Oh, wow. That is a lot, and that is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The Rock Women's Business Center is located in the Urban League of Rochester. It's a part of the Urban League of Rochester. And, you know, we're located in Rochester, New York. And even though you can hear our podcast all over the world mm-hmm. via the internet and mm-hmm. via the Spotify and other platforms that we're on, powered mm-hmm. by 103.9 WDKX, if someone is in the Rochester, New York area, Ramella, where can they find you and how can they get in touch with the Rock Women's Business Center?
So they can contact, honestly, the Urban League's main phone number, which is 325-4663. They can go to the Urban League's website, and then they can also check out, find us on the SBA website as well.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. So to all our listeners, please contact the Urban League of Rochester. Mm-hmm. And as Ramella said, this program is not just in Rochester, New York. Yeah, it's right. all over, correct?
Yes, it is a national program.
Urban League is a national organization.
Yes.
They have many chapters all across the country. Mm-hmm. And from my understanding, Ramella, I just recently attended an Urban League legislative breakfast. We sat together and we at the wealth building table. We talked yes. about various capacity issues that exist to be able to better assist more businesses that are coming to the Urban League for assistance. What do you see the trends are currently that you guys are receiving more interest in, people wanting to start or improve their business or less post-pandemic?
Just to talk about that a little bit, post-pandemic, we've witnessed a marked increase in people eager to either kickstart new ventures or elevate their existing businesses. And this uptick is likely fueled by the pandemic's push towards reevaluating career paths alongside a growing recognition of entrepreneurship as a pathway to both financial independence and personal satisfaction. However, this surge also highlights the capacity challenges we face and immediately increased demand for our services mm-hmm. from financial assistance to mentorship and beyond. Scaling up to support this entrepreneurial wave is our immediate challenge, and it is exhilarating time for business development. And through collaborative efforts, we aim to transform these entrepreneurial dreams into lasting successes.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Love sure,
so,
sure.
I mean, me being a business owner myself and knowing how daunting or scary opening up your own business can be, especially post-pandemic, what types of immediate technical support services do you guys from the ground up? If I just got an idea, I have mm-hmm. an idea. I don't know how to put it on paper, because I know for me, all I kept hearing when I wanted to start my business was, do you have a business plan? Do you have a business yeah. plan? And trying to find somebody that does that's business plan writing was very difficult. From the do you guys provide the types of assistance from the very beginning stages of starting a business?
I would say yes to that question. However, we don't write business plans for our participants. We mm-hmm. help guide them through it. Mm-hmm. We can help them by providing pointers and some resources to help them build up the business plan. So either helping them with the outline of it, as far as writing it, unfortunately, those services are not available. Typically, what the Urban League and other organizations would do that are nonprofit, they would pretty much contract companies like Conversants to come in and write those business plans for the business owners.
So if somebody contacts the Urban League and they are in the process of, you know, trying to figure out exactly what they want to do as a business owner, the Urban League or your organization can help them develop that business plan by connecting them with somebody else that's in the industry that's doing that.
Absolutely. So if you're a business owner and you're looking to get started, I do understand that the Urban League is actually listed at the county's office as a resource, mm-hmm. Which is pretty much the point of contact. And going back to the question Willie asked before, is some of the technical challenges that a lot of business owners face is just the very basic thing about either getting their business registered as a DBA or where to go to get it registered as an LLC. And then also just understanding what's included in that business plan and what's needed to help them get funding. Wow. It's one of the biggest things I see here at the Rockman's Business Center.
Wonderful. And how many businesses do you serve currently? Is it ongoing support, or is it sort of like I help you get started, I help you get going, and then I like sort of hand you off?
So it starts off as whether or not you're looking to even get started, or if you have an existing business and you maybe have some challenges and just you're trying to navigate some of those things, you can come to the Rockman's Business Center for that one-on-one. It's free business coaching. Mm-hmm. And then there's also, we have training programs, and then we also have workshops that we offer as well. Wonderful. So, I guess when it comes to what it is that we offer, it's based off of what I see as a need. And a lot of it is people are looking for funding, mm-hmm. or they're just really trying to get started. A lot of them are at the very beginning stages of their business when they're coming through the Rock Women's Business Center.
Wow. So it was just announced that the president and CEO of the local Rochester Urban League, Dr. Chanel Hawkins, has been appointed to the State of New York Reparations Commission. That is like, you know, this is like a long time coming to have this discussion about reparations and what the commission is definitely charged with from the state. First, I want to say congratulations to her and ask you, how do you think Black businesses can benefit from this? You know, what's happening around reparations, and what do you think that will look like? If you have any insight.
Yeah, I know, and I'm fairly new, but I do have some insight on this. I feel as though like Black businesses stand to gain significantly from reparations, primarily through acknowledgement and addressing of systematic barriers that we have historically impeded Black entrepreneurship and wealth accumulation. Reparations could take various forms directly benefiting Black businesses and the broader community. One possible form would definitely be financial support and grants aimed specifically to Black-owned businesses. This would not only provide the capital needed for growth and expansion, but also to help level the playing field in industries where Black entrepreneurs have been historically underrepresented. Another aspect could involve educational and mentorship programs tailored towards Black entrepreneurs, offering them the tools, the knowledge, and networks necessary for them to succeed in this competitive market. So for me, that would be my insight. And of course, the ultimate goal of the reparations should be to create a sustainable ecosystem that not mm-hmm. only addresses past injustices, but also fosters an environment where Black businesses can thrive, innovate, and contribute to the economy.
Episode 24 of the Love and Light podcast. This is part 5 of the State of Affairs of a 7-part series, State of Black Business. We are being joined by Mrs. Romella, and we appreciate her from the RWBC of Urban League. We're having a conversation about the state of Black business. We have some statistics we want to kind of share and put out there and maybe get your input or your comments on this, Romella. What okay. When we talk about the survival of Black businesses, we were looking at some of the statistics here. And according to an article from CNBC, nationwide Black-owned businesses lag behind their white counterparts substantially in sales, profits, employment, and survival. 8 out of 10 Black-owned businesses fail within the first 18 months. Eight out of 10 businesses fail within the first 18 months. The most common sectors of Black-owned businesses by far are healthcare, social assistance, and about 45,000 of the roughly 161,000 U.S. companies with majority of Black or African American ownerships, or 28% of the total, were part of these sectors in 2021. When we look at the difference of the classifications of businesses in healthcare and social assistance sectors, the majority of Black owned that year. So this seems like the majority of the businesses that are Black owned tend to be in the healthcare and social assistance areas. Then it goes on to talk about different ones, and it says that when we look at who are the Black business owners, they are more likely, being that you're speaking specifically about women here in your new role, they're more likely to be men. So this is then women. So this is why what you're doing is so important. Some 50% of the black owned firms in 2021 had men as their majority owners, while 39% had women majority owners. Another 8% had equal male female ownership. The gender gap is larger among classification in firms. What kind of your, you know, that you see, I'm sure you're seeing that. That's one of the reasons why you're doing in the position you are. But, you know, when a more male dominated business environment, can you speak to that, some of the challenges and some of the opportunities that women can have, being that they have those challenges?
I would say, as far as business ownership, I feel as though it's difficult with challenges that's just often rooted in common pitfalls would be the lack of detailed planning. Understanding their financial needs is another. Neglecting a strong marketing strategy, ignoring customer feedback, and overextending without delegation. Some advice I would share for new businesses and you know, women within this community that's looking to either start is to be sure to draft a comprehensive business plan that can guide them in their journey. Conducting very thorough market research so that they have an understanding of who their audience and competitors are. Also keeping a close eye on their finances, their personal finances, and just being sure to plan more for their estimated needs. It's also important for businesses to listen to their customers and just being able to adapt on the feedback that they're receiving, and then building a supportive network of mentors and peers for guidance. When they take some of these tips I've shared, that will definitely help them embrace the flexibility and be more prepared to pivot as necessary, just, you know, to help them succeed in their business.
Well, you know, that's great information, Ramella. I think that, you know, this really, you know, when we talk about the state of black business in our country and what we're looking forward to, making sure that our community gets the tips and the information that they need is so very, very important. And we definitely appreciate you coming on to the Love and Light podcast, Power by 103.9 WDKX, to talk about this. One of the statistics that I read that I just thought was just mind blowing is that most black or African-American majority-owned businesses, actually 87% are located in urban areas. Just 5% are in rural areas. And that is places with fewer than 2,500 inhabitants, according to the Census Bureau. And so, you know, it's interesting that when you think about black business owners, that really, you know, if you don't live in a major city or in a urban area, then the likelihood of you being able to start that business, to be able to cultivate that business based on the Census Bureau is very slim. What are your thoughts about that?
I feel as though that the reason why there are so many entrepreneurs and businesses that's emerging in the urban area is a lot of times I feel as though it may be just having that financial independence, being able to own something that's yours, because a lot of these corporations don't really care about their employees, and we're noticing that. And if you notice since the pandemic, a lot of people are not really trying to work, so they're doing a lot for themselves.
And you're right, because when you are in a situation where you can get the support and have places like the Rock Women Business Council, and you can go there and get support and help starting your business, or even helping you maintain your business, grow your business, get access to capital, then it's, you know, you're most likely in a urban area where they would have those types of services available.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is a national Urban League program. And so, you would have to go to those places where, and most urban leagues are located in major cities. So it just makes sense that this is a statistic, but it's also very startling because, you know, you do have people that live in some of the rural areas that want to start a business and, you know, they don't necessarily have that support. So if you're in an urban area and, you know, I would say get in contact with your local urban league or, you know, small business council so that you can start that business. Everybody has a dream and a vision. And, you know, we're all business owners here and have experienced challenges when it comes down to operating operating our businesses. Mm-hmm. What are some common mistakes that you see many business owners making, and what advice do you have for someone that's just starting out?
I would say that, you know, taking the time to research the industry that you're looking to get into and understanding the problem that you're looking to solve as a business owner, you know, that's the reason why a lot of businesses start, right? Let's use McDonald's as an example. You know, they're providing fast food, right? It's for people that are busy, that don't have the time to sit down and cook, right? So when you are in business, understand the market that you're looking to serve, understand the needs, and then just be able to provide the solutions. And that's the best advice I can share. And another thing I want to add to that is when you are starting a business, tap into these free resources within our community that we are offering, like the RWBC. There's one-on-one business coaching, there's free trainings, there's workshops, and take advantage of that, because we are here to help you get started and to help you grow your business, because it helps the community overall.
I agree. And thank you for that encouragement. And one of the things is when we were talking about statistics that I looked at, and we oftentimes in our shows, we go to, where do we go from here? We always want to have an encouragement or the next step. And of course, reaching out to Urban League, your local Urban League here or wherever regional you may be, is a first step. But when we think about the trends of who's actually in the ages of those that are in business, those statistics tell us that most of them tend to be middle age. So roughly half, 49% of blacks, of African-American business owners who reported their age group were ages 35 to 54. So what is that? That's encouragement for all of those who are in business that we talked about when we were lifting up our love segment. We get our hats off to those people, because they only make up 50% of the people who are starting their businesses are from that age of 35 to 54. So if that's you, we say big up to you. Another 28% were 55 to 64. So you can see how as they get older, that number drops. But then as they get younger, and just 7% were younger than 35 years old. So what I see as opportunity for our young people, we have to begin, I think, the state of black business as business owners ourselves, as those of us who we have to teach our young people that these are other alternatives to college. College is great, civil service, skilled trades, but also being potentially your own business owner. And I think that's a part of our wealth building. And where do we go from here? That we have a lot of room that we need to cover. And these statistics show us that. And the younger we can get to people and impart that seed into them, that mm-hmm. they don't have to work for someone else, mm-hmm. that they can learn to get educated, get trained, mm-hmm. so that they can open up their own business,
yeah.
and realize that they will be in less than 10% of the population,
yeah.
if they're under that age, mm-hmm. To open up their own business. So when you see any young person, if they got a lemonade stand, we remember when we used to talk about people
having a program,
a lemonade,
yeah.
stand or juleps,
yep.
or the newspapers or whatever, we need to really like encourage them and realize how rare
mm-hmm.
that is for young people under 35 to be starting their own business. And those are opportunities for where we go from here. We have to continue to encourage each other, especially people of color and blacks to be specific, that to go in business. Yeah, it's risky.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's, I know, tough. You got, well, how many businesses you got? You got like, what, 10 businesses?
I got like 5. But the worst one is the laundromat, getting up at 6 in the morning. It's hard. You have to be the first there and the last to leave.
Yeah.
But it pays off in the end. Just because it's difficult, don't give up, don't quit. And you said something lovely, very, very important. You can't give up your dream. A lot of people have dreams.
Absolutely.
And their dreams can come true.
And you build in, you know, one thing that I commend you for, you know, and you and I talk offline, it's always about generational, right?
Mm.
I'm leaving a legacy for my children and my mm-hmm. grandchildren. This is why I'm working so hard. Mm-hmm. My grandfather used to talk about that a lot as well. Leaving a legacy. What does your legacy look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what, you know, what you inherit is what you come into the world with, but what you, your legacy is what you leave behind, right?
Right? Yes.
And so your legacy that you are building right now for your, your children and your grandchildren by the work that you're doing, it will speak for itself. And so I just commend people that are going through that struggle, that sticking with it. If you are a business owner and you know you need support right now, please contact Ramela at the Rochester Women's Business Council, at the Urban League. She will talk in a few minutes about, again, reiterating, you know, where you can get to her and talk to her about that. But I think there's also something important that you said, Willie, and that, of course, is, you know, starting young, right? Mm-hmm. And so starting with our young people while they're in, you know, middle school, high school, letting them know, hey, this is a career, this is an opportunity. You're in East High cutting hair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, showing the young boys how to cut hair, mm-hmm. and you know, building their knowledge base on, you know, possibly becoming a barber.
That's right.
Possibly owning their own business. So mm-hmm. the younger we can start pouring into our young people about these opportunities that will be out there for them. Everybody's mm-hmm. not built for college.
That's right.
You know, becoming an electrician, becoming a plumber, you know, those types of trades. Listen, mm-hmm. I just had an electrician, you know, my furnace went out, you mm-hmm. know, it was cold. It got on one of the coldest nights ever, you know. So I called up my uncle who mm-hmm. owns a number of businesses, mm-hmm. a number as a landlord. I'm like, can your maintenance person come and help me with mm-hmm. my heat, right? Mm-hmm. And so then he asked me, he said, well, you want the bill? I said, no, send it to him.
Right.
I didn't want to take care of that bill.
Right.
But you know, whatever it may be, whatever your desire, whatever your dream is, don't give up on your dream.
That's right.
You know, there are people out here to cultivate that, to support you in that. And Ramela is one of those people. Ramela, before we sign off for the sign off on the Love and Light podcast, please just give us another few words.
Or how does people contact you? Like, how do they get in contact with you?
Yeah. So, first off, for the Urban League, you can reach us at the Urban League rock.org/RWBC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to share our number, 585-325-4663.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we want to thank you again, Ramela, for joining our show, being our second guest on the Love and Light podcast. So, you know, you're special out there. You're special to us. You're special to this community. This is episode 24 of the Love and Light podcast. It's part 5 of the State of Affairs, State of Black Business. And we're powered by 103.9 WDKX. Text or call the front line and tell us how you feel about this episode at 585-678-1039. The next episode, we'll be talking about
the state of the black church.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
So it's going down. We got to figure out who we're going to have come and talk about.
Well, I mean, you're a pastor, so we'll figure it out.
We got to bring in an OG, though.
You got to bring in an OG? All right, maybe we could get Bishop McCullough to get out of line. We'll see.
All right.
We encourage you to dance like nobody's watching, sing like there's no one listening, live like it's heaven on earth, and love like you've never been hurt.
And remember, family, keep shining. You can't put a lampshade on the sun, so let your light keep shining. Be encouraged. Till we see you again, God bless you.
Peace.